Bible Study. Title: Strength Training in the Holy Spirit. Introduction: Strength Training and Spiritual Growth. This Bible study is a personal one for me. I've always had a passion for working out. I enjoy pushing my body to its limits, challenging myself with heavier lifts, and seeing progress over time. When I walk into the gym, I go in with a mindset of discipline and intensity, sometimes telling myself, I'm going to war with these weights today. I gear up with whatever I need, wrist wraps, a weight belt, pre-workout, depending on how hard I plan to push. That level of preparation helps me maximize the workout. But as I continue to grow in my relationship with God, I've learned over time that while it's good to build physical strength, it's far more important to build up the spirit man inside of me. As Apostolic Pentecostals, we believe that the Holy Ghost lives inside us, and that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Just like I train my physical body with focus and consistency, we must also be intentional about training spiritually, because we are not just fighting physical resistance, we are fighting spiritual warfare. Training to be spiritually strong. 1. Your body is a temple. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20, New King James Version. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. As someone who works hard to develop physically, I understand the importance of discipline, routine, and stewardship. But the Word of God makes it clear, our bodies are not just ours, they belong to God. He paid a price for us, and He filled us with His Spirit. That means we don't just represent ourselves, we represent Jesus. If we care so much about building up our physical bodies, how much more should we care about strengthening the temple of God? Not for appearance, but to be a clean, strong vessel for the Holy Spirit to work through. 2. The enemy is always training too. 1 Peter 5, 8, NKJV. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Satan doesn't take rest days. He's always strategizing, always lurking, always waiting to catch believers off guard. That's why we must take our spiritual training seriously. We wouldn't walk into the gym without being prepared, and we shouldn't walk into the world unprepared either. False doctrine is widespread today, including within certain groups such as the Hebrew Israelite movement. These groups often twist scripture to fit their own beliefs, promoting racial superiority, legalism, and division, teachings that directly oppose the truth of the gospel. Many deny the divinity of Jesus Christ, reject the New Testament message of grace, and falsely teach that salvation is earned through the works of the Old Testament law. This is contrary to the apostolic doctrine, which proclaims that salvation is available to all people, regardless of race or background, through faith, repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38, Galatians 3:28. As believers, we must be prepared to defend the truth, speak with wisdom, and remain grounded in the doctrine of the apostles, Acts 2:42. Third gear. Up with the armor of God, Ephesians 6:10-11, NKJV. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Before a heavy workout, I prepare. The same should be true spiritually. The Bible commands us to put on the full armor of God: truth, righteousness, faith, salvation, the Word, and prayer. These aren't optional accessories for a Christian, they're essential equipment. Just like you wouldn't step under a heavy barbell without the right support, don't step into spiritual warfare without prayer, without the Word, and without the power of the Holy Ghost flowing in your life. 4. Strength comes through repetition and resistance. Most times I go to the gym, I lift heavy weights, but I didn't start with 405 pounds. It took repetition, resistance, and patience to grow stronger. The same is true in the Spirit. You grow strong by praying daily, by fasting regularly, and by resisting temptation over and over again. The Holy Ghost gives us power, but that power grows as we continue to walk in the Spirit and deny the flesh, Galatians 5:16. We don't just pray when we feel weak, we pray to stay strong. Conclusion. Train the spirit man daily. Working out and building my physical strength has taught me a lot about consistency, discipline, and focus. What matters most is that we train the spirit man inside of us with even more passion than we train our bodies. The enemy is real. The warfare is spiritual. And God has called us to be prepared vessels, holy temples, and bold witnesses. As apostolic believers, we've been given the truth. We've been filled with the Spirit. Now it's time to build up the inner man, to put on the armor, and to be strong, not just in the gym, but in the power of his might.